Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices, because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, both feeder cattle and live cattle futures pushing to new highs in most contracts. The anticipation for higher cash is giving traders confidence to add to already long positions. Substantially higher boxed beef prices keep solid support under the market. There's no sign of demand letting up. Seasonally, demand should improve and prices should increase. This year, demand may be greater as stimulus checks and the increasing desire of people to gather outside will increase grill demand. Only April hogs were able to close higher yesterday, though, but not before May through July contracts posted new highs. There is little concern of the market turning bearish. Cash was a bit lower and cutouts were down slightly Monday, but the overall trend was higher. Futures took a breather yesterday as traders likely decided to bank some profits. Hog supplies are expected to tighten, resulting in packers remaining aggressive. The commitment of traders report showed funds as net buyers of 2017 contracts, increasing their net long positions to over 78,000 contracts. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat trading down 0.75 cents early today, a quiet start with little response to USDA's first crop progress report of the season. Late yesterday, USDA said 53% of winter wheat was rated good to excellent, up from the 46% reported last in late November, but not as high as last year's 62%. Most hard red winter wheat states saw evidence of moisture improvement since November, but significant declines in crop ratings were reported in South Dakota, where just 27% of the crop was rated good to excellent. May corn is trading up 2.25 cents early today, holding steady in its sideways range. Tuesday morning's weather map shows light precipitation in South Dakota and western Wisconsin, expected to expand over larger areas this week. The seven-day forecast expects moderate rain amounts over most of the corn belt. And May soybeans are trading up 5 cents early today, and November beans are up 3 cents, staying near their contract high. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Gulf Coast Classic number 6 coming up April 8th and 9th, live from the Natchitoches, Louisiana Event Center. Both days starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 58,100 head will be sold. If you'd like details on the schedule for the 2 days, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call 1-800-422-2117.
Well, April live cattle up 135 yesterday, 121.37. June up 187, 124.42. April feeder cattle up 257, 146.45. May up 255, 151.77. May hogs down 27, 102.55. And June down 72 cents at 105.60. Kansas City wheat, May's down 2 cents, 563. July's down 2.25, 569 and 3/4. Chicago wheat, May up 7 cents, 618. July's up 3 cents at 613.5. May corn up 6.5, 553.25. July's up 6 cents at 539.25. May soybeans up 10.75 cents. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.